Welcome to episode 731 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Praise and worship are foundational aspects of the Christian faith. They go beyond mere rituals and songs, they form a dynamic connection between believers and their Creator. In today's fast-paced world, where distractions and busyness abound, it's essential to explore the significance of praise and worship in our lives. Praise and worship are central expressions of our relationship with God. Praise acknowledges God's greatness, power, and character, while worship deepens our intimacy and connection with Him. When we praise and worship, we shift our focus from ourselves to the Creator of the universe. Throughout the Bible, praise and worship are woven into the fabric of faith. From the Psalms of David to the heavenly scenes in Revelation, Scripture paints a vivid picture of God's people lifting their voices and hearts in adoration. By exploring biblical examples, we gain insight into the heart of God and the transformative power of praise and worship. Praise and worship are powerful weapons that can shift spiritual atmospheres. The story of King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 demonstrates how praise confounded the enemy. In our battles, praising God releases His presence and authority, driving away fear and doubt. In times of brokenness and pain, worship becomes a pathway to healing. The story of King Hezekiah's illness and recovery in Isaiah 38 illustrates how worship can turn despair into hope. Our authentic worship invites God's healing touch into our lives, leading to restoration and renewal. Praise and worship align our hearts with God's will. The example of Paul and Silas in prison, as recorded in Acts 16, showcases how worship, in adversity, opens doors and changes circumstances. As we worship, our desires align with God's purposes, fostering spiritual growth and guidance. A lifestyle of praise and worship begins with surrender and humility. We lay aside our self-centeredness, recognizing God's sovereignty. The story of Mary's humble worship in Luke 1 serves as a model for yielding our lives to God's plans. True worship engages our entire being, mind, body, and spirit. We're called to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength, according to Deuteronomy 6 verse 5. Through practices like raising our hands, bowing, and singing, we express our love for God holistically. As we spend time in God's presence, our worship deepens into adoration and intimacy. The story of the woman who anointed Jesus' feet in Luke 7 illustrates the depth of devotion that comes from encountering His grace. Set aside quiet moments for personal worship, allowing your heart to overflow with love for Him. Praise and worship extend beyond church gatherings. Infuse your daily routine with worship, whether it's singing in the car or praying while you work. Elevate the mundane tasks of life into acts of worship, honoring God in all you do. Gratitude is a form of worship that transforms our perspective. Counting our blessings shifts our focus from what we lack to what God has graciously provided. The story of the 10 lepers in Luke 17 reminds us of the importance of giving thanks as an integral part of worship. God's creativity should be reflected in our worship. Express your love for Him through various creative outlets, music, art, writing, and more. The story of King David dancing before the Lord in 2 Samuel 6 showcases uninhibited worship that flows from a heart full of joy. Every journey of faith includes seasons of dryness. When worship feels distant, remember that God is still present. The story of Job's worship in suffering illustrates the significance of worship, even in the midst of pain. Authentic worship arises from genuine hearts. God values sincerity over performance. The story of the widow's offering in Mark 12 teaches us that God treasures the offering of a humble heart more than impressive displays of wealth. Music has always been central to praise and worship. Psalmists were critical for their role in composing songs for temple or liturgical worship. Many modern worship leaders and Christian songwriters function in a role similar to the ancient psalmists. They compose and perform songs that express adoration, lament, thanksgiving, and supplication, helping worshipers connect with God. Artists like Chris Tomlin, Hillsong, Bethel Music, and many others write songs that reflect the broad spectrum of human emotions in the context of faith, much like the Psalms.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but holy trust in Jesus.
In certain liturgical church settings, psalms are still sung in a manner that closely aligns with their original intent. These churches might use ancient or modern chant tones or even new compositions to bring the psalms to life in worship. Outside of music, poets and writers who explore spiritual themes in their work can be seen as modern-day psalmists. They use language to wrestle with questions of faith, express their love for God, or articulate their spiritual journey. Many contemporary worship songs are inspired by or directly quote psalms. These songs capture the essence of the psalms' messages while infusing them with fresh melodies and expressions. Including these songs in our worship sets bridges the gap between ancient wisdom and modern sensibilities, creating a vibrant tapestry of worship. Integrating responsive readings of psalms into worship services allows the congregation to actively participate in worship. As the leader reads verses, the congregation responds, reinforcing the communal aspect of worship and fostering a shared experience of praise. The psalms can guide our personal prayer and reflection times. By selecting a psalm that resonates with our current circumstances, we can use its words as a foundation for our own prayers. As we meditate on the psalm's message, we find solace, encouragement, and a deeper connection with God. Consider organizing themed worship services around specific psalms or themes. For instance, a service focused on God's creation and majesty could center around Psalm 8. Such services provide an opportunity to explore the psalms in depth and invite the congregation to engage with God on a more profound level. Engaging with the Psalms in a small group setting enhances understanding and fosters discussion. Choose Psalms that resonate with the group's current journey and explore their relevance to daily life. This encourages personal connection with God's Word and builds a sense of community. Praise and worship is not meant to be limited to our moments of celebration or struggle. They're a continuous rhythm of life that reflects our love for God. Through praise, we honor His attributes and marvel at His goodness. Through worship, we draw near to Him, encountering His presence and grace. Today, in the midst of life's complexities, let us cultivate a lifestyle of praise and worship that transforms our hearts and impacts the world around us. As we lift our voices and hearts to the Creator, we participate in a divine symphony that resonates through eternity. Incorporating psalms into our praise and worship today brings depth, authenticity, and tradition to our worship experiences. Just as believers throughout history have found solace, inspiration, and connection with God through the psalms, we can tap into this timeless resource to enrich our worship. Let the psalms be a bridge that connects our hearts to the heart of God, a conduit for our praise, our prayers, and our expressions of faith. As we engage with these ancient songs, may our worship be infused with the spirit of the Psalms, resonating through eternity. Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and adoration. Teach us to cultivate a lifestyle of praise and worship that transcends circumstances. May our worship be authentic, our praise resounding, and our love unwavering. In every moment, help us to honor you with our whole beings. May our lives be a continuous offering of worship, reflecting your greatness to the world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.